CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin have reached a broad consensus on connecting China's Silk Road proposals and Russia's initiative on a Eurasian Economic Union. The two leaders have held their second meeting in 2 months, meeting this time in the Russian city of Ufa ahead of the annual summits of the BRICS nations and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Xi Jinping says tangible results have already been achieved in some new cooperation fields, aiming to increase Asia's Europe connectivity. The two leaders have reached consensus on areas for cooperation and specific projects and agreed that the Shanghai Cooperation Organization will be the first platform to implement projects under the Broad Connectivity Plan. President Xi Jinping is calling on China and India to work together to build a closer and more comprehensive partnership among the BRICS countries. He made the call when meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi ahead of the annual summits of the BRICS countries and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Xi Jinping has hailed the steady progress in bilateral cooperation since the two leaders last met when Modi visited China in May. On the China-India border issue, Xi Jinping said the two sides should properly manage and control their differences and jointly safeguard peace and security in the border area. For his part, Modi pledged to work with China to strengthen strategic communication and coordination and properly manage differences. Securities regulator has ordered that investors and managers with more than 5% of a listed company's shares are not allowed to reduce their holdings in the coming 6 months. In the meantime, China Securities Regulatory Commission further encourages them to buy more shares to stabilize prices. The fresh measures come amid a tumbling stock market and panic among investors. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index sank 5.9%, falling more than 30% from its June peak. More than half of the roughly 2,800 companies listed in Shanghai and Shenzhen suspended trading. Provinces in South and East China are on high alert because of two approaching typhoons. This morning, the typhoon is expected to make landfall on the coastal regions stretching from Shantou City in Guangdong to Jiangpu City in Fujian Province. The National Meteorological Center has warned that Linfa, with a complex route and changing intensity, will have a serious impact on South China. Typhoon Chanhong, which is moving much faster, could land in Fujian and neighboring Zhejiang province late Friday as a strong or super typhoon. Railway authorities in Shanghai plan to suspend all passenger trains along the coast on Friday and Saturday. China has praised the latest efforts in Afghanistan to advance the peace and reconciliation process. This comes after the first official meeting between the Afghan government and the Taliban since President Ashraf Ghani assumed office last September. After the meeting, the two sides have agreed to hold the next meeting at a mutually convenient date after Ramadan. Tuesday's meeting was also attended by representatives from China and the United States. Greece has made fresh requests for help from the European Stability Mechanism to save the country from defaulting on its debt and from exiting the eurozone. Greece has promised to begin implementing tax and pension measures as early as Monday. Athens is still rushing to detail a plan of economic reforms that creditors want to see by the end of today, a deadline set by European leaders. The New York Stock Exchange halted trading on all shares for more than 3 hours today due to a technical issue. The exchange resumed its trading only an hour before the market closed. NYSE has denied the issue is the result of a cyber breach, but attributed it to an internal technical problem. The White House also made similar announcement. The NYSE is not the only one suffering from technical failures today. Around the same time, the homepage of the Wall Street Journal was down, and United Airlines grounded all its flights due to computer outages. Officials have not linked the glitches of the three cases together. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia's People's Army, or FARC, has announced its willingness to decree a ceasefire from July 20th. The group says it hopes the Colombian government will adopt similar measures with a view to decreasing hostilities between the two parties. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.